I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. This week we're thinking about beyond the book. Where can Belinda Blink take us next? So Belinda Blink is going to be huge. It is huge already, actually.
Rocky obviously owns all the rights, so if he wanted to, roll this out.
Make a movie adaptation of the book.
Which is a genius idea and should definitely happen.
It's been discussed. Like, people are already suggesting.
Oh, really? Has it?
Well, people have already been talking about the cast.
Oh, really?
And I think
what, in the Twitter sphere?
In the Twitter sphere. And there's one dead cert.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Sterling, Danny DeVito.
Oh, my goodness, of course. And I actually haven't seen Danny DeVito in a film of late.
It is the role of a lifetime, Jim Sterling.
I mean, actually, you could really make it your own.
You could.
Do we have good intel on Danny's situation downstairs?
He did play a stripper on Friends.
But I don't think anything was revealed. I think...
Note to self, watch that back.
Even if he's well endowed, you could... I'm sure there's something we could do.
Yeah. CGI or something.
Watch
yeah,
the other episode of Friends where Monica built that. Yeah, okay. Oh. Friends is basically our reference point for this casting process.
Brilliant.
Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Who's going to play the titular title role of Belinda?
Now, I picture Belinda so differently to how she is on the cover.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think we need to just take the cover and burn it for the purposes of this.
Well, the cover covers the book, so why don't we just take the book and burn it?
Okay.
My thing is, I think she almost, no offence, doesn't look pretty enough on the cover.
Ouch. Sorry if you're listening, love.
No, I'm just saying, Belinda's like a 9.
Yeah.
Belinda's a 9. Really?
Yeah, no, Belinda, I think, is supposed to be really hot.
Okay, then we've got very different interpretations of that.
Do you think she's not all that?
Well, I think she's one of those women that, you know, like...
Go on.
It's beautiful. Full stop.
On the inside.
You think she thinks she's got it going on?
Yeah.
No, no.
I think
sorry.
She's attainable.
Yeah, she's attainable. There's not one person that's been turned away.
Anyone can enjoy a night with her.
All day.
All day.
Or a late afternoon in the maids. Okay, so she's dark-haired.
Yeah.
We've agreed good body.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Dream casting would be Jennifer Lawrence.
As Belinda?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's young.
She's a touch young, but Jennifer Lawrence does play characters that are older than her quite often.
And that will be the only hurdle. So, yeah, I'm sure she'll sign right up.
Well, she's amazing, so I think she'd pull it off with aplomb.
I think she's too hot.
Maybe, yeah. She's a bit
a
10.
Too hot.
Yeah, she's a 10.
We're about to really offend some young actresses.
Sorry, Angelina.
No, Angelina's got Duchess written all over her.
Angelina?
No, she's far too young.
The Duchess is grey-haired and wizened.
Who could that be?
Maggie Smith?
Kathy Najimy?
Maggie Smith! She's like 92!
Okay, Helen Mirren? Younger
she's
still.
She's 50. Something.
No, Helen Mirren's in the 60s.
The Duchess is 50-something. Too old.
Yeah, she is too old. Maybe, like...
Meryl never would do it, would she?
Meryl.
Do you think anyone's going to feel, you know, offended that their names are being bandied around in such a callous manner?
I think Gigi Dench is sat at home saying, when are you going to mention me, bitch? People want these roles. It's like the new Harry Potter.
And that's Dame Gigi Dench to you.
Every single actor in England will want to be in Belinda Blink.
What about Joanna Lumley?
That is a great shout.
I think Joanna Lumley's too hot.
I feel like we have to make some decisions, so come on.
We want a character actress, like an Imelda Staunton.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
Oh.
That's not bad.
And Emma seems to have a great sense of humour, so I'm sure she'd love to do it.
Okay.
Emma Thompson.
Cast, whether you like it or not.
You got the role, love.
You may have two Oscars, but you're now playing the Duchess.
Does she have to audition?
No, she can just have the role.
I don't know if I feel comfortable about blind casting like that. I think she should have to work for it.
Okay, what about Giselle?
Giselle.
What about actual Giselle, the model?
I mean, it is stunt casting, but I like it.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Mm.
And she's kind of retired from catwalk modelling, hasn't she? So she's got loads of time on her hands.
She's cast.
Done deal. What about Bella / Donna?
Well, can Bella be Jennifer Lawrence then?
Well, Bella's two roles, because it's Bella / Donna. There's two people involved.
Okay, so Mary Kate and Ashley then.
Yes. Or to meet Tia and Tamira.
From Sister Sister?
Yes.
Only if we can have Lisa in a role.
Or the twins off Funhouse. What were they called? Michaela and Michaela or something?
Michaela and Michaela. Okay, it's cast from Funhouse.
Michaela and Michaela.
We're
going
to have to move quick because they are going to get snapped up.
Get their agent on the phone. Stat.
Okay, great. Have we cast Belinda?
Not yet. Belinda's still...
up for grabs.
Belinda's a problem cast.
Okay, let's go back to the boys then. What about...
Patrick O'Hanlon. Sure.
Chris O'Dowd?
Michael Fassbender?
Chris.
Michael. Oh no.
God. Fight.
I hope they don't fall out over it.
Talking of Fassy, I think Michael Fassbender would make an amazing Peter Rowles.
Good physique.
Yeah. I mean, do we need any... Oh, great actor. Sorry, was that my cue?
An amazing actor, yeah.
What about Channing Tatum?
I imagine Peter Rowles being a bit more...
lean.
Like, taller. Yeah, a bit more like Fassy.
I'm quite happy with Fassy.
Yeah.
I wish I'd mentioned it to him the other week. Did I mention I met him?
All right, no. Name drop.
I never talk about it.
You absolute fiend.
Pick that up for you, Alice.
What about not only Paddy O'Hanlon, but Des Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Is Des Martin the man from the north?
No, Ken Dewsbury's from the north.
Bloody Ken Dewsbury. I forgot about him.
Maybe we could treat the RSMs as a group. So, I don't know, we could reform like NSYNC or something like that. And like
One Direction boys.
The One Direction boys, they're going on a break. They could be the RSMs.
So Niall can be Patrick O'Hanlon.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Liam can be...
Des Martin. He's so Des Martin.
He's so Des Martin.
Oh, he's so Des Martin.
Harry's Ken Dewsbury up north.
Yeah, you're right.
And Louis can be...
Which one's left?
The other one.
Dave Wilcox. Okay, so RSM's done.
All Becca. Very fulfilling roles.
Yeah.
We know Elijah Wood is a fan. Is there a role we can get him involved in?
That's not a bad shout.
Oh, yeah. Elijah, who do you want to play? You can have your pick of them all.
There is, of course, the famous interviewer from Chapter 1 who we didn't realise was even there.
I think maybe Tony for Elijah.
Ooh.
Can Elijah do sleazy?
He's an actor.
Yeah, but I've never seen him do sleazy.
Sin City. He's creepy in Sin City.
Okay.
So Elijah Wood is Tony.
Cast.
Done. Moving on.
Alphonse Sturbacher. Belgian, remember?
What about... Jean Dujardin.
Is that the guy from The Artist?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's not done anything since.
Charmer. I don't know why. I guess it's because of his name. I always think of Alfonso Ribeiro that played Will Smith's cousin Carlton in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, done. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
So
finally, we're back to Belinda.
Belinda.
The trickiest of all.
What about Halle Berry?
Ooh.
Now that's one I hadn't thought of.
She's too beautiful.
She's too beautiful and B, a bit older.
Yeah,
she's 29, isn't she, Belinda?
She's 29.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, so I've got it.
Who?
Megan Fox.
Oh!
That is a great shout!
Oh, my God. We've got a movie, guys.
OMG.
That is a great shout. I do think, Megan, we need to put a bit of meat on.
Yeah.
Have a few beans, a few scrambled eggs, and the Oscar's yours.
And with Scorsese on directing duty, we're home and dry.
Cast!
So do you agree? Let us know your casting thoughts for Belinda Blink, the movie.
Coming to a cinema near you.
Never.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.